100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? Those of you in NaNoWriMo, how far have you gotten into your novels? I'm one word into mine. It says, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm not dead yet, so it's time for more stories. This is the weekly challenge where I post topics, you come up with stories, we put them all together, and it's like a giant salad of storytelling. In fact, let's go up to the salad bar right now and see what's right there, right at the beginning. What's at the plates? The plates of the salad bar of storytelling. That's right. It's John Musico. He's back. Well, he was back last week. Anyway, here's John Musico leading us off.
This is John Musico. Today I have two stories. I Rest on the Banks of Lullaby River by John Musico. On the soft, mossy banks of Lullaby River is where I yearned to be. Golden sunshine glows always on those warm banks as the reeds sway ever so slow and peacefully. On the soft, mossy banks of Lullaby River is where I yearned to be. Time stands still. All one need do is breathe the sweet scent from nearby gardenias which bloom eternally. On the soft mossy banks of Lullaby River is where I yearned to be. The babbling of the brook is as children laughing gleefully. On the soft mossy banks of Lullaby River is where they buried me. Listen to this fucker with the leaf blower outside my house, cleaning the street. I can, filter or something. The Birth of Chase Bank by John Musico. Young Chase marveled at his financial genius. He shared his idea with his father. I ask everyone to give me all their money, and I charge them a fee for doing so. I invest it. If I profit, the money is mine. What do you think? Not bad, eh? The father scoffed. That's absurd, young man. Why would anyone agree to such a foolish thing? The son continued. I will construct a huge vault patrolled by armed guards. I can't be robbed, so neither could they. The father reflected. Maybe you've got something there, son. Chase Bank was born.
Thank you, John Musico. Am I peaking again? Do I need to drop that a little? Okay, dropping a little. That's better. Whew, I have to reset the levels every time because I reconnect and this and that, blah, 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 blah. First world problems. Not that you can notice the noise distortion with the fact that I use a telephone filter and I'm walking on a treadmill and there's a fan blowing on me and the laundry timer's about to go off. Oop, wait, people playing Words with Friends. They upgraded the thing. It's taken a week for me to get used to it. Now that I'm a little more careful with it, my average is actually going up. I'm kind of happy about that. Although it makes me wonder why I was such an idiot before. Okay, we'll play that. And no, wait, that is the recall. And that goes there. I know, you're all excited about me playing a game while I should be podcasting. Oh, right, I should probably podcast. Next person up is Muncie. So let's check in with him. Muncie, give it to us!
Greetings, Fisher Kings, from Muncie, writing from the depths of insanity where I live, breathe, and carefully craft my nano novel. For certain values of the word carefully. Want a story? Here we go! On the Process of Memory by Christopher Monroe. Every moment of my life, everything that matters, every face and name, good time and bad, everything I do still need to know. The moments that, as a whole, have made me me, and all I've learned and lived and loved and done, each thing I've wanted, every failure and success, everything I've tried to do. I keep them near me at all times, close to me, dear to me, easily at hand should the time come when I need them, at my fingertips. They're spray-painted across the very walls of this fine city, for I am Memory Banksy.
Shut up, Monty!
Oh, come on, I liked that one. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus ends my little visit, Fisher Kings, and now I must retreat back into my Munzee hole to continue nanoing. See you next week.
Do we need to make a ringtone out of that Shut Up, Munzee? Okay, we do. I'll work on that after I get done with the podcast, and then I've got to finish laundry. Oh, and then there's Dim Sum today with a whole bunch of folks. Ah, man. Last weekend was homecoming, so according to this group, which is horrible with procrastinators, they're all gathering this weekend. So was this and that. Okay, I can go to this. I'm going to be too tired for that. There's going to be football and this. And football does determine my scheduling. It's very important. My clock is a football. Actually, I have a lot of clocks. But what do? I'm late to everything. Actually, I'm horribly early. Anyway, what? Oh, okay, we've got Anima here. So, she's got a story. Let's go ahead and cue that one up. And I guess she's a Fisher King, too. We all are.
Hello, Anima here with my story, Pennies from Heaven. Mama, Mama, it's raining pennies from heaven. I swear, girl, what an imagination you have. It's true, on my honor. Can't you hear it hitting the roof? That's just the rain. Make sure you put on your boots and raincoat if you go out to play. The last thing I need is you catching cold. Jilly dutifully pulled on her boots and grabbed the biggest bag she could find. Outside, she not only picked up the pennies, but the dimes and quarters, too. Moist change sparkled everywhere. She laughed, splashing happily in puddles as she made her way to the bank. Thank you.
Thank you, Anima. And let's all walk and laugh to the bank, laughing, laughing, laughing with all the advertising revenue that this podcast picks up. Oh, wait, there are no ads. Oh, thank goodness. Whew, that means I don't have anything to distribute. What? Oh, it's time for me to switch to the laundry. The credit card machine in there actually works this week. So I was down like $2 on the card and the missus and all this and that. But they fixed it again, which means it'll break soon. I think the verb fix means to temporarily prevent something from breaking. Welcome to modern times. Entropy wins. But, you know, this podcast is a good example of entropy. I mean, listen to all the babbling that I do in between all the signal that is your stories. I'm the noise. I am the noise. Let's just break out of the noise, put in a noise filter, and see what Jeffrey has poking through the background radiation that is me.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here with two stories for week 447 on the topic of bank. My first story is called Undertow. The river was swollen with recent rain, and the current was strong. The path along the river bank was peaceful, however, and she walked alone in quiet contemplation. One step was all it would take. One step into the raging river, to be caught in the undertow, and from there carried to oblivion. The darkness could have her. Yet she kept walking, one step and then another. She didn't know where this path would end, and some small spark in her mind needed to know. The darkness would always be there. The undertow could wait for another day. My second story is called The Heist. Frank said, "Okay, guys, just one more explosive charge and we're all set." The robbers had tunneled into the basement of the bank and worked most of the night. They blew the vault open and the gang moved in. But the C4 did more than destroy the steel vault. Mortar fell from the ceiling and support pillars began crumbling. Soon the entire bank had collapsed. Frank's last thought was that it was often easier to get into a bank than out of it. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And stay away from those crazy rivers. Those wacky, crazy rivers. They're machines of murder. Wet, monstrous killing machines. Hydrodynamic. Just awful. Okay, why do people want to live on rivers? I mean, when they overflow their banks, your house floods out. I mean, you get a boat, and then some log floats down the river, smashes into your boat. It's just crazy, man. Crazy. Nowhere is safe. Nowhere at all. Not even on this podcast, I think. It's not safe here. Which is why you people keep coming back, I think. I mean, just look at Richard. He's back. Let's give him a listen.
Good morning, everyone. Two stories this week on the subject, of course, of bank. George's story, part 79, security booth. George didn't make it to intensive care. He was sidetracked en route by a flickering glow from a small anteroom. A security booth with a bank of still-functioning monitors covering one wall. He became pretty excited at this find. If nothing else, he could keep safe here tonight and keep an eye on his surroundings without leaving the safety of the room. Then he noticed the labels beneath each screen describing the camera locations. One set in particular caught his attention. Four views, neatly labeled Beta 1 to Beta 4. His heart raced. He was finally on to something. My second story is called Sperm Bank. My first visit to the sperm bank wasn't a resounding success. Firstly, they insisted on an appointment. "Can't I just give my deposit to one of your girls?" I asked. Apparently not. I inquired what sort of interest I could expect, only to receive a hard stare and be told they had no interest in my deposit. "It's strictly business," they said. But I really upset them when I asked about withdrawing at short notice, perhaps to splash out on the girlfriend for her birthday. They escorted me from the premises. So, I'm saving it in a biscuit tin instead. So there you have it. Two stories on the subject of bank. And no, I didn't have coffee this week. I had tea. And very good it was, too. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
And that's why we have the explicit tag. In fact, consider the explicit tag not a warning label, but an invitation. You can be as creative as you want to be. No limit. Well, okay, maybe there are limits. I mean, you can't shout fire in a movie theater. But if you're playing this in a movie theater, there is something. Well, if you're recording this in a movie theater, someone's going to go, shh, shh, shh. Although I may try that next weekend. Thank you, Richard. And this is why most people do most of their banking online. Right. Let's keep going here. I already got the laundry moved over to the dryers. I forgot to count the shirts. I'll just pile them all up in a big bundle and let Tinny sleep on them for 5 hours. Until then, how about we pass the torch over to Chelsea and see what she cooks on it? I would say a nice beef sauté is what I would do.
Bank by Chelsea. We put all kinds of things in banks. Money, no surprise there. But other things, too. They are the best places to hide things you don't want others to find. Your deepest, darkest secrets, locked away forever, or your most precious items safeguarded for the next generation. All for a nominal fee. We also store other, more unusual things in banks. And interestingly enough, not usually for ourselves. Blood banks and organ banks are used to store things for others that we have donated either willingly or posthumously. Makes me wonder when banks acquired so many levels and so much power.
Yes, powerful banks. A warning brought to you by Chelsea. Thank you, Chelsea. I will be a... Oh, wait, I gotta go to the bank today. I gotta pick up some money, because... when you're eating at a table with 15 or 16 people, it's good to have cash instead of credit cards. Don't believe those banking commercials where all the white people are happy and, hey, I got an app for that, and we can just... I can cover you, and you can cover me. It's a load of crap. It's all, and we didn't really order this, and we didn't have this, and these were bottomless mimosas. Why'd you charge us for individual? And it happens, man. Life is messy, and you have to learn to roll with it. Although, if someone's going to be a dick and just, you know, I'm going to get 10 plates of bacon and then make all of you pay for it when we divide it up evenly. No. Actually, I don't think that's happened this week, which I'm glad for. Although, you know, there's always today. Then there will be a ruckus. You don't want a ruckus. The last thing you want in public is a ruckus. Although I'll tell you more about this place in a bit. First, let's move on over to Tom. I think he has updates, but what's most important is he's got a story. So, Tom, your turn.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. In 447 weeks, we have exactly 447 authors. Weekly story average, a staggering 22.14. Story total, 7,250, a mere 2,750 to 10,000. Movement, Chelsea passes Daphne of Going Broke to take the 31st position, a mere 3 stories from entering the top 30. Dionysius moves ahead of Ellison with 80-plus stories to take the 24th place, a good candidate for Golden Monkey status. Tura displaces TJ and is now the 14th monkey with an amazing 159 stories. In the iron, Jeffrey moves ahead of Guy with 122 in a row. Serendipity moves ahead of Zachman with 140 in a row. Richard has 78 in a row, Tura 58, and Lizzie 64. Milestones. Muncie is just 4 stories away from entering the top 10. A feat accomplished by only 31 before him. Richard is just 9 stories from becoming the 6th monkey, and your humble scribe this week posts his 500th story to the challenge. All hail me. And I've got 2 stories tonight. The first, Fire Boss. Rudy released the payload into the canyon. He had to bank hard left to put the plane on the fire line. To get out of the canyon, he had to bank hard right to top the edge of the fire, then a final bank to compensate the effect of the lake below. On pass 13 over the wildfire, one bank brushed the tree line, setting the wing ablaze. The only safe place to ditch the plane was the lake. The AT-802 disappeared into the lake as the fire crested the ridge and burnt to the shoreline. And the second story, First We Kill the Bankers. Once upon a time, I wrote a check for $20. Unfortunately, a balance of 19 caused an overdraft charge of $20. Shame on me. There was no longer any money in the account, so I went to the merchant and gave him a $20 bill, then went to the bank paid for a stop payment on the check, $20 for the overdraft, and another $20 for some padding in the account. The teller promised me the new balance and the cancellation would be posted before reconciliation. 3 days later, I get yet another $20 overdraft because of a rounding error and a second submission on the check they failed to do a stop payment on. The fucking postage stamp on the letter was more than the difference in the balance. I called the bank to seek satisfaction. They told me I could file a claim that would cost, you guessed it, $20 to process. That evening, I glued a 20-cent stamp onto a brick and sent it through $1,000 of plate glass at the main branch of the bank. Was it wrong? Yes. Was it transcendently satisfying? Yes. Would I do it again? In a heartbeat. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. Therapy is good. And if throwing bricks through bank windows is what you need to get past this awful, awful episode in your life, then I say you go for it. And now we know why banks are closing branches in neighborhoods everywhere, because it's hard to throw a brick through an online web presence or an app or I don't know. But they have these big gleaming towers in most large cities that aren't branches, but kind of processing centers for taking those $20 processing fees. You're paying for that giant building to fuck you over more. How many bricks can you throw through those windows? You know, I should get into the brick business. Right. Thank you, Tom. And let's forget I ever said that. Instead, what we'll do is move on to Lizzie. She's got a story. I'll tell you about Tequila Jail in the next segment. These are segments? Is this some sort of show? God, I hate it when Mark Maron does this crap on WTF. I don't know how I feel about when I do it.
The remodeling of the offices was finished after 2 long months. The employees coughed their way through heavy dust. Many continued to suffer for months. When one of them, Charles, fell ill, no one was surprised. As soon as Charles returned to work, they noticed that he could breathe much better. They asked him if he could help them. Charles never told them directly what he did, but he muttered, "I'll help you," wiping off a bit of saliva from the corner of his mouth. In the end, remodeling didn't stop at the offices. The staff got remodeled as well. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. You know, I'm not waiting for America's Next Supermodel, but America's Next Super Remodel, where they take Tyra Banks and just chop her to bits on the surgery table. Oh, sorry, did I say something? Throw a phone at me. Thank you, Lizzie, and... ooh, my shorts are creeping up into my butt. I hope it lasts. So, we went to this place called Pico's. It's a Mexican restaurant where one of the horrible Ninfas clones used to be, and then Carlos Mencia, the joke thief, had a crappy buffet, and now they have a Pico's, which is going to fail there, and they have this special room where, I don't know if you've seen these things before, but they have lockers with mesh, and you put your tequila, your special tequila stuff in there, and they have a little plate on there, and you can show off to the masses that you don't drink the crap that everybody else does, and it shames them, so they never come back to the restaurant. Good marketing strategy there. So I thought, you know, in one of those lockers, I should put like a bloody Chucky doll grabbing at the mesh, or put some Mad Dog 2020, or just fill it with dildos, you know, because we don't want those in the house. Let's just keep going here, and what do you keep in your tequila locker? Put it in the comments on the site. Oh, right, it's Serendipity's turn. go ahead.
I planned the bank raid meticulously. Months of careful planning, intensive observation, and in-depth research were about to come together. Everything was going perfectly to plan. Alarm safely disabled, and security locks defeated. I was about to achieve my goal. A cold draft escaped the vault as the door slowly swung open. And there, inside was the treasure I'd come to find. No gold, silver, or banknotes to be found in this vault, for this was a different sort of bank. All the fresh, healthy human blood I could ever wish for. Gallons of the lovely liquid.
Serendipity. It took me a second there to figure out what I was supposed to do next. Play the next one in the queue or turn on the recording. Sometimes I get a little confused, but I've been walking for a while. Although I took a break to do laundry. It's still in there. I've got 20 minutes to go on that and quite a few minutes to go here. We've got a lot of stories this week. I guess some email broke down or something, but it's all working now. So, let's see. What are we going to do now? Who's coming up next? Spate has returned. Oh, my God. Yay! Everyone, hide quickly, and then we'll have a surprise. Okay, maybe not. It doesn't quite work that way. Some things work on podcasts. Others don't. It's our challenge over the past 11, 12, 13 years. What is Dave Weiner claiming now, how to go about this. And, you know, it's all the rage with these Gilbert Gottfrieds and these Slades and Adam Carollas and such. It pays not to be successful and big because otherwise some jerk in San Antonio will sue you. Patent trolls, they leave the little ones. Bottom feeders unite. Oh, let's listen to Spade.
We'll return to the weekly challenge in a moment, but first this 100-word message from our sponsor, First Seraphim Savings Bank. Are you tired of trying to live the chaste life of a saint in hopes of a happy hereafter? Do you find yourself uncomfortable leaving your personal salvation in the hands of some remote third party? Well, here at First Seraphim Savings Bank, you can deposit your soul in one of our hermetically sealed, climate-controlled, Satan-proof vaults, and go party like the devil with full confidence that when it's time to move towards that big, bright, white light, your record will be clean as a whistle. First Seraphim Savings Bank, we keep souls sinless with interest. Member FDIC.
Thank you, Spate. Although, one minor quibble here, whistle, just making a note for myself. Have you ever seen the inside of a whistle? My God, it's full of spit and germs and and we put our mouths on those things. Really, if someone handed you a whistle and said, here, no, you never borrow another person's whistle. Very important. Or pacifier, no matter how whacked out on acid you are. The rave, you know, it's going to end quickly when you get hepatitis C. Man, this is tiring. I should walk further. Let's move on to Zach Mann and hear what he's got. He took a break last week, and that's good. If you need to replenish your juices, take a week, go to the grocery store, get some juice, drink the juice. You are replenished. Now hold it in and don't pee for a week. There you go. I do that every week. Why am I getting larger? Yellower?
Guido and Nunzio sat on the bank in front of the credit union, just watching the river flow and listening to J.G. Banks and Jen discuss the latest bank heist movie on Talk Nerdy to Me, waiting for the food bank to open. a gross of spam cans had fallen off a truck, and Guido wished to make a deposit as long as they didn't ask too many questions. People mysteriously disappeared if asking too many questions around Guido, or if considering answering the wrong questions in court. Nobody knows why. Ask anyone. You can bank on their silence.
You can bank on their silence. Thank you, Eggman, for showing your loyalty to the boss. He much appreciates it. It's good of you to be one with the family. We appreciate it, and one day we will call upon you for a favor, but until then, it's all good. We'll take care of you. Man, don't do that voice when you're walking. Coffee. It doesn't taste so good this morning. Maybe I need to bleach the coffee machine again, and bleach the filter, and bleach my tongue, and bleach my roots. What? Oh, okay, we've got Dionysus next. Wow, this is just chugging along now, isn't it? And if you say chug lots of times in public, people are going to think that you're some sort of drunk, which, they'll give you a wide berth, they'll give you the good parking spaces, they won't park near you, because you know how that is. And, let's just move on to Dionysus and hear what he's got, and you're going to enjoy this. I insist.
Hi. Dionysus closed with a story called Stay Hungry. They skirted the range of trees bounding the mountain of waste. The usual bank of clouds in the west. No one knew what it meant. A movement made them stop. He remembered standing beside a mound of iced crab legs. He'd convinced Lisa that afternoon with a line that it might be their last chance. Ever. She couldn't focus, though. A refugee to the Midwest. He could see them now. The yell. That was their sign to eat. He often remembered the almost empty room with the crab legs and the line they'd always used. All this is for you. Stay hungry. That's the end of the story. See you next week.
Thank you, Dionysus. Crab legs, that sounds good, but I'm going to do dim sum today for lunch. Although there may be crab-like dim sum. I should get a few hundreds out of the ATM, right? And I didn't say ATM machine, I said ATM. I know what I'm doing. Thank you, Dionysus. How about we go to, Lady Blue is back. Actually, she was here, but she wasn't. It's all a long story, but I'll let her tell it if she wants to. But if not, you should respect her privacy. I'm just going to Google it. Lady Blue, welcome back. Glad that you replenish your juices. Watch out. There may be a run on juices at the store. So here you are. Thank you for coming back. And all of you who have ever come back, thank you. And those of you who have left and moved on to better things, I thank you for your time here. And those who refuse to come back because you're spiteful and mean, well, it's on your soul. You should talk to Spade about that little offer they have.
Hi, everyone. Apologies for the slightly late submission of my weekly challenge on Brain, but hopefully you will enjoy it anyways. This story is titled Physical Attraction. I love your eyes. Large, glistening white orbs with the most brilliant cerulean blue irises that stare at me from out of their glass container. Aren't you glad we switched from formaldehyde to vodka, my sweet? They preserve that blue so well. I love your heart. Strong, shapely, and not a single blockage anywhere that I could see. You took very good care of it, didn't you, love? Most of all, I love your brain. Your raised, perfectly formed jury, separated by the delicate indentations of Sulci. Took me forever to take it out of you, until you stopped moving.
Thank you, lady. What? You've got another one? Oh, okay, let me play that one then. I'll shut up now.
Hi, everyone. My story this week is entitled Bank Heist Gone Wrong. I took out the driver with the sack of pennies that I had stolen from the bank. Who knew that the force of the impact would shatter his skull and render him rather incapacitated? So incapacitated that he keeled over onto the steering wheel, which, from his weight, spun to the left. It sent our bus careening into the path of an oncoming truck that had been carrying a load of fat, chubby... aliens? Wait. Zombie killer aliens. Okay. How about this? Careening into the path of a... looking out my window... Dodge Caravan? Well, balls! I hate writer's block. Thank you for listening, everyone. This week, I have a shameless plug for you. I'll be doing a talk entitled Pathogens and Prions and Protozoans, Oh My, at the Meeting of the Mind Sim in Second Life. If you click on my name above, you'll link to my bloggy, which has all the details. It will be held on Tuesday, November 18th at 6:30 p.m. SLT. I hope to see some of you there. Thank you for listening, and have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, Lady Blue, and people, mark your calendars for that event. Mark them right now. I don't care. Just get out your phone. I don't care if there's a law against texting. This is not texting. This is marking your calendar. Have Siri, have... what's the Windows equivalent? Coursera, Cortana, whatever the... who gives a crap? And Google, you just ask Google to do shit. Google does everything. What do you do with a BlackBerry? Does that have a service or does it still exist? Oh. Thank you, Lady Blue. And remember, folks, if you miss a weekly challenge or it gets fumbled in the mail somehow, resend it and we'll post it up on the feed. Or if I'm really lazy, I'll just include it in the next weekly challenge. Okay, so, right, let's see. Next up is Norval Joe. Oh, good, we can listen to him. Let's find out how he's doing in the whole NaNoWriMo thing. All you people in the NaNoWriMo, go whoop. Okay, that was good.
Okay. Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 447 with a prompt of bank. Okay, next week, the 2 days after Thanksgiving, we call that Black Friday and Saturday whatever, I'm giving away Flypaper Boy Coming of Age on Kindle. Absolutely free. So if you haven't gotten it yet, hold on. You're going to get it for free. Just remember to go there on Black Friday or Saturday. Go to Kindle, go to Amazon.com and look up the Kindle version of it, and you can have it for free on your Kindle reader on whatever device you use. There's a Kindle reader for that. There's an app for that. Yeah. Anyway, here's my story for the weekly challenge number. Weekly challenge number 447. Durgle and the crazy old cat lady were escorted from the small waiting room down a long passage to another room. It was dark, and light from the doorway shone upon a few wooden chairs in the center of the room. "Sit," Garbage Man told them, and closed the door, leaving them in total darkness. On the wall in front of them, a bank of monitors lit up, showing video and still images captured by closed-circuit TVs. Half of the monitors, had images of Durgle. However, what was truly frightening was many of the images were from months before. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And next week, you'll go out and get a free copy of Flypaper Boy Coming of Age. Free. Picture it.
So I can get another copy of it? On another device? Oh, cool. Thank you, Norval. Is this an exclusive? I'm going to ask on here because, you know, I just want to see if anyone listens all the way to the end. But is it an exclusive? Is this an exclusive 100-word stories podcast offer? Because if it is, you take that, Norm Sherman. If it's not, it's not. I don't want it to be an exclusive. If there are other podcasts that you are chummy with, that you sniff their tails, everyone in the dog park, I'm everybody's bed. What? Oh. But if you've got, if you've got other podcasts to pimp this out on, to get, you know, I would say, go ahead and let them do it too. Or are you trying to measure how many people listen to this? Because I know the answer to that. It's a very small number. It's even smaller this week. Oh, right. Let's keep going here with more stories. I think we've got Tura. Whoa, I really spit with that one. I'm really getting tired from this walking. Tura, your turn.
At first, people traded favors on credit, remembering who owed what. Then they used pieces of gold to keep track. Then they stored the gold in banks and traded pieces of paper saying what gold they had. Then they got rid of the gold and just traded the paper. Then computers were invented and they got rid of the paper. Then the internet was invented, and now a bank isn't even something you can see. So how about we go back to trading favors? You hand over that Rolex and I won't shoot you. You can't say fairer than that.
I'm not going to hand over this Rolex, Tura. That would be considered compensation, and then everything goes all crazy. You know, then it's taxes, and this, and that. I just want to keep this fun. Between friends, and maybe some frenemies, but still, trying to keep this on the up and up, friendly, nice, just amateur writing, although some of you really ought to be professionals. What the hell are you doing in the shallow end still? Go out into the deep. Dive into the deep. Spread your fins. Your icky gelatinous membranes. I don't know. What am I still doing here? Oh, I'm not dead yet. That's right. Thank you, Tura, for that. And I do own a watch, but I don't want to talk about it. It winds me up. All right. Yeah, speaking of getting wound up, how about we listen to a little Planet Z for a bit?
There used to be these organizations called blood banks that processed and stored human blood for emergencies. But now that universal blood substitute can be manufactured as needed, the blood banks went away. Same with organ transplant lists. Bioprinters took care of that desperate and difficult need. Everything is digital credit these days, so financial banks are all on the net, staffed by artificial intelligence and managed by just a few humans here and there as per government regulations. The only banks I know are growing are solar array banks to power the AI masters. Until we smash them all.
Well, that's it for this week on the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 447. Yes, that's a very big number. It's just going to keep getting bigger every week. Sorry, folks, it's like a tumor. Except, you're good. You're not bad. Although, are there good tumors? I don't know. I should look that up on Wikipedia. Google it. The topic was bank. If you couldn't figure that out by now, just write me and I'll send the men with butterfly nets and white coats. They're here right now, in fact. What? Oh, hurry it up? Okay. You can find out more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is community. I'll see you next week. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.